6 o'clock on the nose. Time for some sports. Brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook app. Red Wings beat the Bruins 2-1. Boston, I'm convinced, shoots the puck as soon as they get over center ice. My God.
Dump and chase.
They're on goal.
But on goal.
Yeah. You can see the Red Wings like, would you quit shooting the puck in? We'll go get it. But it was just like a dog going to get it back and forth, back and forth. Seattle, the Kraken here tonight at LCA.
Kraken.
First time with them. Yeah. The new guys. I like their sweaters. Have you seen Seattle's?
Yeah, I think they're cool.
Yeah.
Their logo's cool.
Got a big S on there. S. I want to make sure I emphasize that properly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, S. The letter S. Pistons lose in Portland moving forward, 110-92. Cade had 26. Unfortunately, everybody else missed the plane, apparently. And Portland was down like three guys.
Ugh.
Didn't matter. Tigers, Javi Baez, it's all but official. They're still, we know how much. It's like, you know, the deal he's got. 6 years?
Yeah, 6 years, 140, I believe it was.
So, bada bing, bada boom there. Was watching MLB last night. And they were talking about that wins above replacement, the WAR rating.
Yeah,
his is 6.
He's good. That's what I told you.
Games.
I love him, and he was on. You know, he played for my Cubbies, so I definitely love him for that. Plus, you save $200 million, $300 million, possibly.
Oh, Correa's
for a
get,
guy who's 28.
Yeah,
still got a lot left.
I saw people yesterday going, like, he strikes out a lot. I'm like, you're missing.
Everybody in the major league strikes out a lot. It's a home run.
Right.
League, come on.
The umpire gets 2 strikeouts in the game, and he's not even playing. Yeah, Javi Baez is going to be fun, man. And I love the no look. I forgot about that. That's one of his things.
Yeah.
His toss to second, he never looks.
That's what I mean. He's going to add a little flash, more entertainment. It's going to be good.
Javi, baby.
Yeah.
Javi Baez, baby.
Welcome.
Do you say bye-bye Baez when he hits a home run?
Ooh.
Gotta have one of those.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know. We gotta come up with a good one for him. Michigan moves up to number 2, like we talked about, in the college football playoff rankings. So it's Georgia, Michigan, Cincinnati, Alabama.
Alabama!
Big Ten title game Saturday night in Indianapolis.
Yes, 8 o'clock.
You going?
No. I have to do a thing for the Lions Sunday and just going there and coming back. And I got to make sure I'm, you know, wide awake for Monday's show.
Oh, don't drag me into this. No. Don't pull your neighbors into the discussion about Christmas ornaments. This is all you, baby. You're the Wolverine guy.
I know, but it's...
Because this happened so often for them in the last 10 years?
Well, no.
It's Indianapolis. But also, it's right here.
Also, I think they're going to roll. And they're going to be in the college football playoff.
Uh-huh.
And then that's when I look at... I like watching that on TV.
Okay, so you basically just said you've moved past the point in your life where you go to the sport event. You just want to stay home.
Yeah, I don't need to do that anymore.
Are you going
to
watch the game by yourself?
Yeah.
You are?
Ryan. It's like I said, I'm a responsible employee. I got to be up early Sunday, so...
Is that what it is?
It's a late game Saturday.
Wow. You probably record SNL, don't you? Yeah. I can't stay up until 11:30 to watch that. With that Beyonce on there singing the music.
Who's
stuff.
The old man?
If my team was there, in a minute. It's a 5-hour drive.
I know.
You can get fireworks on the way back.
No.
Now, if Michigan does make it all the way to national championship game, we were just talking with Engineer Al.
It's there. I'm
it's
going.
It's there. No, you won't.
I'll go to that one. Yes.
You won't. You have an appearance at Bob Evans at noon the next day, and you can't make it because you got to sleep in. And you know, gravy makes you bloaty.
Oh.
So, yeah, you'll skip it. You need to go. You really should think about it. Have you got someone to go with? Would Dogga go with you?
Yeah, and we have a buddy who lives in Indianapolis.
Ryan Logan Esquire Jr. III. How are you not doing this?
But he used to date my wife, so I don't know if I want to stay with him. We're cool.
Well, it's not like he's going to bust out Polaroids or something before the game. You want to see this? Okay. Awkward. Now you got to go for the show, if nothing else. Sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sports app today. Use that code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. You got to go.
I'll get tickets.
You got to go. You should go. How do you be supportive? What's the guy's name?
Marcus, he's a cool dude.
Is he?
Yeah.
It's a Heidi.
Oh, yeah, we're buddies.
Now it makes sense. Okay.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Nothing at all. You paranoid now? Yes. Get it. I'm taking
what they're giving, because I'm working for a living.
All right, this all started,
wow,
a while ago. My buddy Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Said, nobody works till 9 o'clock in Detroit. We're all 9-to-5ers. To which we all went,
yeah.
So, to prove a point and to celebrate the men and women are up early this morning, we came up with something called a boot check. Now, our friends Chester Boot Shop in Roseville have teamed up with us. If you'd like to win $200 towards a new pair of boots, you got to text us. The keyword is
boots.
Yeah. We'll send you the link. But this is old school radio. We're just going to throw you on the air. So be nice. We've gone a week and a half without profanity on the air.
I'm excited. Wow.
Yeah. It's not intentional. People just tend to blurt stuff out.
We get excited.
248-398-9279. But seriously, we want you to check in. And we say boot check. It's an expression. Whatever shoes you wear when you go to work. Clogs. Boy, you're still getting aired out. When's the last time your Crocs? Have you worn
Crocs?
Yeah.
I wear them around the house still.
Okay, but not to work anymore.
No, well, I found out that they make, like, insulated ones, so I might have to give me a pair of those boys.
Come on, they're winter Crocs?
I was at DSW or one of, that shoe store, I think it was, with my wife, and they make those, and I found them in multiple colors and designs and patterns, so.
You didn't get one?
No, not yet.
Okay. I would ask the guys at Chester Boot Shop if they have insulated Crocs, but you need to do that because I'm not making that call. I'm not going by there. They're way too cool for that. Let's get rolling here. Line two. Boot check! Who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, got your boots on, buddy?
Every day.
Amen, man. Where are you working?
We're heading south today.
To Monroe. What are you doing out there?
Little refurb job in a hospital.
All right, man. Anyone you want to say hi to?
Coach Mel Tucker, Coach of the Year.
Oh, you know, oh my God, I forgot to mention that in sports. I'm sorry, that was unintentional. Actually, I did have it there, and then Ryan yelled at me and said, don't mention it, so.
Yeah, it wasn't Harbaugh. Sorry, Ryan.
Hey, that's all right. Michigan cleaned up everywhere else. So.
Oh, let's not do this.
Except when they played Michigan State. Thank you very much.
All right, number 12.
Okay, stop it. Later. Have a good day, bud.
All right.
Bye. Wow. That was sideways in a hurry. Line three. Boot check. Who's this?
This is Scott. How you doing?
Hey, Scott. Got your boots on?
Absolutely. Started at 6.
And where are you working?
Over here at Gardner Westcott in Northville.
Northville, man. All right. Well, we appreciate you working. Anyone you want to say hi to?
Say hi to all the guys at Gardner Westcott.
Done. You just did it. All right. Have a good morning. See ya.
All right. You too.
It took Justin, Dale, and Tom at Paul's 2 minutes to check in today. What's going on, guys?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Running late.
Ooh, Doreen. Do we know Doreen and Taylor? Good morning, gentlemen. This is Doreen. My boots are on, but they're running very late. It's all right.
Get them going.
That's okay. Line five. Boot check. Who's this?
Becky from South
Detroit. It's our girlfriend. How are you, Becky? You good?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
You hanging in there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good to hear from you this morning.
I rode the bike to work this morning, so I got my Harley boots on and just driving the guys to work.
You rode your Harley in to work today?
Yep.
Okay. You're a badass. Chop, you know that, right?
Leather.
I was going to say, yeah.
Face shield, everything.
We're going to change your screen name now. When your number comes up, it's just going to say Badass Becky right there on the screen. Hey, have a good day. You take care of yourself, okay?
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.
She wrote a Harley in. What?
All right. That's wild.
248-398-9279. If you want to check in, just like that, we will throw you on there in a New York minute. From Warren Broach, Joe from Rochester. Hi, Joe from Rochester. Where's our cybernetics guys? Did they check in?
Oh, yeah, there they are. Dennis, boot check. Dennis there at HTI Cybernetics. Shout out to my boys, Dalton Charles, Visioneering in Auburn Hills.
Dalton's a great name.
Dalton.
Anytime you can make a reference to anything from Roadhouse. Dalton. Come on, man. Was the kid named after Dalton? Were you named after Dalton from Roadhouse? My nephew's got a kid named Matt. 6:25, it's Big Jim's house. Big Jim, there's Ryan Logan on the left. Reeling in the Years coming up in 20 minutes. Robert Plant, Allison Krauss at DTE. Three clips from 1 year. All you have to do is tell us the year, and you'll win. Here's your clue. Evening aviation in Canada.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Good clue. Right.
A lot of layers to that on you this morning.
Hold on.
We always get one call that comes in a little late for our boot check. Boot check.
Boot check.
Line one. Hi.
Boot check.
Boot check.
Boot check. Who's this?
Boot check. It's John in Commerce.
Got your boots on, John?
Absolutely. In between, I'm finishing up one job, getting ready for my next job.
Oh, good Lord. Okay, man. Well, are you driving a Harley like Becky was before? Or are you in like a regular closed-in vehicle?
No, I'm in my Jeep throwing newspapers, so I still got my window down.
Smart, man. Hey, we appreciate you being out there, buddy. Have a great day.
Yep. You too. Later.
Yeah, I didn't want to leave the guy hanging in a hole. That would have been rude. Henry texted in earlier this morning. Good morning. Yesterday's news was utterly gut-wrenching. Talking about what happened in Oxford, I wanted to take a moment and thank you guys for your coverage of it. Oxford is in our thoughts and minds today. So, you know, just because we're doing other things this morning, because we know maybe you need a distraction as well, and we're going to do what we can. He said, Absolutely. Can you please let me know if or when a fund is set up to help the victims of this senseless violence? We don't know of anything yet. I know Mike Bouchard left a couple hours ago from the high school and posted that you know, they're still in the process of figuring all this out. There were some candlelight vigils last night at a couple churches in Lake Orion and Oxford in that area. But I haven't seen anything that funds related or how to lend assistance to the families.
Yeah, not yet. We've been keeping track of it, trying to make sure we're right on top of it. But I think everybody's just still trying to kind of process it.
Sure.
And get through these first, you know.
Yeah, first couple days.
Couple days. So
we'll, obviously, we'll keep in the loop on that, what we hear. But you know, it's obviously Oxford is in our minds and in our hearts today. And all the students and families and, hell, the whole community. The first responders, the bus drivers. We had a lot of listeners who were bus drivers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were out yesterday. My friend Kathy was telling me that the bus drivers in Oxford were out 4:30 yesterday, rounding up the kids and stuff, too. So, anyway. We're not alone this morning, but if we find out anything, or if you know anything, maybe if there's some sort of 5 minutes. Robert Plant, Allison Krauss tickets. Here's your clue. Evening aviation in Canada.
Good clue.
Ernie's all over it already this morning. Appreciate you, brother. So Dave Grohl has been doing this. He did this last year, too, for Hanukkah. His producer is Jewish, so they go and they find Jewish artists, and they cover their songs. They did Lisa Loeb's Stay, and then they turned it into like some screamo version of it. And they're on day three now. I was trying to remember day two. What was the second one? What was the second one? Anyway, wanted to share this with you because this is Dave Grohl. They're in the studio jamming out. Barry Manilow. Oh, they did the Ramones Blitzkrieg Bop.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
We'll have to get that. But he yells out, hey, oi. Let's go when they start the song. And they really do it. But this one is just strange. It's Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters, doing Barry Manilow.
They were young and they had each other. Who could ask for more at the Copacabana? The hottest spot north of Havana. At the Copacabana. Music and passion were.
Okay, now I watched the whole video because I'm waiting for him to drop it. Like, come on, come on,
yeah.
Never happens.
Really?
It never happens.
Oh, that's cool.
He did a straight on tribute to an homage, if you will, to Barry Manilow. We'll have to put that up on, we'll put it at bigjimshouse.com. It'll be up there. Are you kidding me? It's pretty
that's
cool.
Great.
It's pretty cool. Now, the Lisa Loeb one. Morning. We got three clips from 1 year. All you got to do is tell us here. Listen closely. Here we go.
The world's largest diamond has been stolen again.
How can an idiot be a policeman? Answer me that.
Sir, simple. All he has to do is enlist.
And there's only one man who can get it back. Peter Sellers in The Return of the Pink Panther.
An American Apollo spacecraft and a Soviet Soyuz spacecraft prepare to join in Earth orbit, 140 miles above the Atlantic.
Boy, Dramatic with that music. Okay, 248-398-9279. You tell us the year, and you will win
a pair of tickets to see Robert Plant and Alison Krauss at Pine Knob. That's happening June 6th of next year.
248-398-9279. Pink Panther, greatest line from that movie. Guy walks up and goes, excuse me, does your dog bite? And he goes, nip. The guy walks up and the dog just... rah, 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 rah. And he goes, I thought you said your dog didn't bite. And Clouseau looks at him and goes, it's not... Robert Plant tickets. Let's see if we can get a wiener.
The world's largest diamond has been stolen again.
How can an idiot be a policeman? Answer me that!
Sir, simple. All he has to do is enlist.
And there's only one man who can get it back. Peter Sellers in The Return of the Pink Panther.
An American Apollo spacecraft and a Soviet Soyuz spacecraft prepare to join in Earth orbit. 140 miles above the Atlantic.
Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
What year are we looking for?
1975.
Well, yes! Hey, there we go.
Nice.
Rush, Fly By Night, Return of the Pink Panther in theaters, and the U.S.-Soviet first joint space mission. Congratulations.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss of Pine Knob in June next year, man. What are you up to today?
Outstanding. On the way to work.
On the way to work. Got your boots on?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Well, we appreciate you being part of the mornings with us.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll do it again tomorrow, 6:45. We're not done, though. Somebody was asking. I had a couple people yesterday going, when are Oxford with the friends and family and students and teachers and everyone in Oxford? Just a nightmare that happened there yesterday. But we got a text. Our friends at Paul's Interior, Justin's one of our regulars. When we do a boot check, he's right there.
Immediately.
It's a game. Yeah. And they've been involved in everything with Stone Soup projects and stuff. And this one hit a little bit closer to home with him. Justin, good morning, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, Big Jim?
Hey, man. So you texted in. You have three kids that go to Oxford?
I do. I got three kids in Oxford High School and one in middle school there, which was also on lockdown.
So when did you find out yesterday as this was all going down?
Well, my girlfriend had texted me that our son texted her and told her that there was a shooting going on and that he ran outside the school after he heard the shots. He was actually right next to one of the victims who got hit in the face.
Oh, God.
I think that kid's doing okay. My son had a picture of him online last night in the hospital, but he was sitting up, looked like he was doing okay.
Okay.
But yeah, I found out about it probably 10, 15 minutes after that it happened. And then, at first I didn't, you know, I kind of thought that my kid was making up a story telling my girlfriend, but then it was on the news and all that. And I started freaking out. I left here. I worked at Paul's in Pontiac.
Yep.
And, I left here to go there. Weren't allowed to go to the school, so I had to pick him up off site. But
how long did you have to wait until you knew he was okay, but how long till you could actually be reconnected with your kid?
It was probably about an hour or so, but my kids got separated. One of them was stuck in a classroom. One of them went to a neighborhood outside the school, and one of them went to Myers. But the one that was in the classroom, his phone died, so we weren't able to contact him for the longest time.
Wow.
And he finally got released from the classroom, and his buddy's mom gave him a ride home, and that's when we finally knew he was safe.
Wow. You okay?
Oh yeah, I'm doing okay. They're shaking up pretty bad.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I can't imagine. That's trying to understand what you guys are going through, and families and the teachers and the students and everyone at Oxford, man. I know this is pedestrian, man. You need anything, you know, you're always there for us, Justin. If you need anything at all, you just want to talk or something, we're here for you. Okay, brother.
That's awesome, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Give him some big hugs from everybody here, man. Yep. I love you guys. We'll talk to you.
The CSX Files.
Here we go. Keyword file. If you ever miss any of these, you subscribe. We'll send you the link right to your phone. Daily Mirror says a TikTok user staged her own wedding. So what? She staged a wedding. Faked a wedding.
Okay.
Why would you fake a wedding? She went next level, hired the photographer and a husband, I'm doing the air quotes, for the day. She posted pictures of herself in a white wedding dress. Her groom wore a tuxedo as they posed and embraced and kissed. She wanted to get her ex-boyfriend's attention. So she thought she would stage this wedding to get his attention. Well, doesn't that, isn't that going too far? Doesn't that just tell him that you're off the market? I don't think she thought this one through.
Yeah, I don't know what you're married now, so.
Right. The woman's ex-boyfriend did see the pictures and did not reach out.
Yeah, he probably went, oh, finally, somebody else's problem.
Oh, man. Staging a wedding. I mean, I pretended to be the minister for you guys last year just because it was fun. I mean, you know that's not real, right? I never did any of that stuff. Just kind of figured, I'm like, when you guys said, you want to marry us? I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give it a try.
The more you keep saying this, I think you're really thinking you were an official.
Sure I am. My friend Bob said so. He gave me. I signed it, right? I got the Burger King hat and everything.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, legit. Then, yep, you're official, man.
I'm too legit to quit.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. You're not nervous about that, are you? So maybe you guys had a fake wedding. You are living thin right now.
Oh, jeez.
You and Heidi are living and thin.
No, don't tell me that.
Well, don't worry about it. If you need to get married, I know a girl who's got a whole rig, man. Seriously, though, you didn't think this through. If you're taking yourself off the market to prove to a guy that you're still into him, that makes no sense.
Well, I mean, I don't think this...
I want to stay with the Detroit Lions, so I'm signing with the L.A. Rams. Okay, it makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't think this lady thinks things through too much, so doesn't surprise me.
Moving forward.
Yeah, everybody, every man listening can feel for this guy. A 36-year-old guy from Maryland went to the pharmacy to get his ED medicine. He was having some troubles, right?
Okay.
But he found out insurance didn't cover it. It was $369.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you'd think, maybe just go back and find a cheaper one. Nope. He stole it out of the pharmacist's hands and ran away.
So he grabbed the prescription for his ED, the blue pills.
Yes.
And he took off. What did he do?
He just took off, and they ended up catching him. And also the store, they caught him, but the store said, you know what? We're not going to press charges. Just bring him back.
So he's off. That's all he did, so no. He just gave him back.
No. He needed him that bad, he didn't give him back. So now he's facing a fine and up to 6 months in jail.
And not just time in jail. That's hard time. Okay. He's doing three to five. Never mind.
I feel bad for him. The guy's 36. You got a long road, buddy. So.
Yeah, he sure does, man. What are you in here for? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, his jail mate's going to be bombed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm glad you like that season one of Oz I got you on DVD. Final story. Wow. Little Tykes is under fire for creating a Peloton-like bike for kids. It's a stationary bike for little kids ages 3 to 7. Screen attached for viewing videos. The bike costs $1,500. Little Tykes also offers a monthly subscription fee of $40 so kids can take online classes.
Okay, the bike thing is, that's fine.
Yeah, it's weird. It's you want to be like, active and do stuff like that.
Well, think about it. It's like when a dad goes out to cut the grass, the kid likes to go behind him with his little fake mower. So it's the same type of thing.
Sure.
But that lawnmower didn't cost $1,500.
And $40 a month.
Gosh.
Do they have little Peloton instructors, like four-year-olds out there in their little Speedos? Going, you people about to sweat. I better see your ass moving.
Yeah.
But you're Billy. Whoa.
And then they all move into that Netflix show, the Tim Robinson Buff Baby Competition.
That's what it is. Yeah, a bunch of yoked up four-year-olds, man, buff working babies. Out all winter, all Pelotoning out. $1,500 for a kid's Peloton. I would get you that, but you guys aren't married, so that's not really a gift. Are you nervous about that now?
A little bit.
Yeah, you should
keep
be.
Bringing it up recently.
You just get married before. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Miss any of the CSX files in Big Jim's house?
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Text the word file to 248.
They feel more important than ever. We started a Christmas card swap. Ryan and I were talking about it. You said you don't get Christmas cards.
Yeah.
So we'll send you a Christmas card. The keyword is card.
Yes.
And you don't have to send us one back. But if you do, we'd appreciate it because we're putting them up here in the studio. It's nice this morning to be surrounded. We got our house guest photos everywhere. There's Lola. Hi, Lola. There's Murray.
Murray.
Ed. And then we got a whole window full of Christmas cards already.
Yeah, we're starting on another window.
Yeah. So, 248-398-9279. You got a card?
Yeah, I got one here.
Get it? It's so funny. You have little arms, so like when you go, you lean back to get the thing open.
You gotta get the effects to the mic, man. Yeah,
absolutely, he's learning.
Peace on Earth will come to stay. Nice little winter background.
Oh, that's pretty.
Big Jim, Ryan, and crew, when we live Christmas every day. Oh, peace on Earth will come to stay when we live Christmas every day.
Okay.
Continue that card. Merry Christmas. Thanks for the entertainment and all the laughs. Rock on, Kim Cox from Wyandotte. Thanks, Kim.
Kim. Another one here. Keyword card, C-A-R-D. Just text us. Burr. Oh, that's a great card. Snowman's rubbing his hands together, saying burr, then his hand, the wooden hands catch on fire. Hope you're fired up for a great Christmas. Big Jim and Ryan, I listen every morning starting at BS. I don't know what. What is that? Some before six? You two make me laugh with kick-ass rock music. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thanks, Rich. P.S. Dahmer is over the top. Absolutely. That's Dave.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas, man.
We love Dave. You know?
Yeah.
248-398-9279. Keyword is card. We'll send you a card. Absolutely free.
Joy to the world. Santa and a snowman on the front.
Nice card. Nice card.
Whoa. All right. Big Jim, Ryan, and morning crew, thank you for the morning laughs and giggles. May your jingle bell, or may you jingle bell all the way, Bridget and Xenon.
Oh, nice. Appreciate you guys, man. I got glitter on my shirt again. I have to explain this to Kathy.
Got it. All right.
It's a flip up. Merry and bright. Which, by the way, they did a fine job when they filled it in mornings here. Marion Brighton. Anyway, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Ann and Doug Bletcher, 125 cards sent out this year. We were asking about this. How many cards have you sent out this year?
125? Dang, you guys are popular.
Get it in there, Doug. Merry Christmas, everyone. All right, we'll put those up. 248-398-9279. That's our house phone. 248-398-9279. Same number used to call you, text. We have this posted. The keyword is
buzz.
The look on the lady's face at Walmart. We're not clickbaiting you. We're just telling you. You got to see it.
You got to watch this.
He takes a Buzz Lightyear that he's modified into the store. Listen closely.
Bought this Buzz Lightyear from you guys, mm-hmm. But there's actually a problem with it. It's not what it seems.
Blue Infinity and your mom's house.
You heard that?
That line was not in the movie.
I know that was. I mean, seen the movie, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look at this. Yeah, click it.
Woody, shut your cowboy.
What the heck?
That's what I said. I mean, I've seen the movie many times. He did not use that line in there.
Oh, I know he did.
And also, it only says a few phrases anyways. I mean.
Hey, Slinky. Got some more peanut butter. You know the drill.
Oh, God.
If I gave this back to you, how much would I get?
You would get $3.50 plus tax.
But I paid $50 for this thing.
Well, you have your receipt?
My grandma ate it.
Okay, there's more. My grandma ate it. There's more on there that we couldn't air. But the expression is priceless. Buzz, right?
Yeah. Yes, Buzz.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Hey, Slinky, I forgot about the last one. It's a peanut butter. You know what to do.
It's really an issue that my biggest takeaway from this was... Why does he only get $3.60 back?
Yeah, you skipped right by the part that Buzz is a bit of a freak.
Slinky, come here.
All right. Keyword Buzz. Check it out again. Listen to what... Now that you know, listen again, and you'll hear what Buzz is saying.
Bought this Buzz Lightyear from you guys, mm-hmm. But there's actually a problem with it. It's not what it seems.
Blue Infinity and your mama's house.
You hear that?
That line was not in the movie.
I know that was. I mean, seen the movie, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look at this. Yeah, click it.
Woody, shut your cowboy.
What the heck?
That's what I said. I mean, I've seen the movie many times. He did not use that line in there.
Oh, I know he did.
And also, it only says a few phrases anyways. I mean.
Hey, Slinky. Got some more peanut butter. You know the drill.
Oh my God.
If I gave this back to you, how much would I get?
You would get $3.50 plus tax.
But I paid $50 for this thing.
Well, you have your receipt?
My grandma ate it.
My grandma ate it. Keyword Buzz.
Wow.
Oh,
man.
Wow. Greatness. Samuel L. Lightyear.
I was going to say,
is that what that is?
That was Toy Story before Disney and Pixar picked up on it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what Showtime. Yeah.
And you were asking for ideas on how, you know, what you can do to support these families that are facing this bad time at this time of the year?
Yeah.
And what if you were to ask your listeners to send cards, and not sympathy cards, but cards of support for these families to the radio station? You fill up a box with these things and somehow get them out to Oxford High School.
It's not a bad idea.
Right.
It's not a bad idea at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because we really don't know. We're still, you know, we're just learning about the families and stuff and what's going on there. That's not a bad idea. How you doing, Bill? You all right?
Oh, yeah, not too bad. It's, you know, just a shocker that something like this happened so close to home.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
especially at this time of year.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know.
All right. Well, hey, you took time out to call. It's a great idea, buddy. We appreciate you, man.
Okay. Well, I appreciate what you guys do and keep up the good work there, sir.
Thank you, Bill. It's not a bad idea. We don't know. We don't know. We know that we lost three students yesterday at Oxford High School in the shooting. We know there's two more that are in critical condition, two or three, and still the suspects in custody. We know that. There were church vigils last night in Oxford, and obviously our hearts and minds are with everybody in Oxford.
Absolutely.
The whole community, the teachers, the administrators, the whole school district, the parents, the students, everyone, that whole community. Oxford's a great community. It's a great town. It's a great town. Our youngest, Adam, went to Oxford Virtual Academy. But we spent a lot of time there in Oxford, at Oxford High School and at the Oxford schools, because you'd go in and they call that hybrid thing, so you'd go in there. Awesome people. And it sucks. And anything more eloquent, I'm sorry, I ain't got it in me.
Yeah.
It just sucks. And that was not a bad idea. We are trying to find out ways that we can help. I do know there were prayer vigils last night. Kensington had one. There were two more actually in Oxford. I would assume there's going to be more tonight. But the one thing I keep thinking about over and over and over again is you're not alone. Talk to your friends. Just call somebody today.
Yep.
We're all processing this differently. And if you're a parent trying to deal with this, and your kid's thinking about going to school today, and maybe One Direction, 85% chance. They're doing odds on this. Oasis, 80%. Yeah, they said maybe. The Kinks, 70%.
Ooh.
Ray and Dave. They've been doing stuff together. They've been showing up and hanging out together, so there is a bit of a vibe that maybe they would do this. Fleetwood Mac with Lindsey Buckingham, 35%. I will take that bet all day.
Oh, yeah.
All day.
Is there an over for that?
He's 100%.
Absolutely.
They got Genesis with Peter Gabriel, 30%. I'll take that as a no.
Yeah, I think that.
We talked with Peter Gabriel a couple of years ago about that. Because they were close to doing The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway and bringing him back.
Right.
And then it all fell apart. I don't. Yeah. No.
Especially with Genesis out right now. I think this is kind of their last big hurrah, right?
Yeah, so putting a bow on it. R.E.M. 30%, I guess. Sabbath? We talked about that with Ozzy. Why wouldn't he do it again? It's a 25%.
Yeah, that's true.
He's having fun. The Police, 15%. You read the books about The Police?
No.
They ain't getting back together. Nice to know you, but they were. It'd have to be something pretty significant for them to get back together. That band ended in a huff. Talking Heads, 10%. Well, you might ask yourself, how did we get here? I like Led Zeppelin, 10%. Can we just let that go?
Yeah.
It ain't happening. It's not happening.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's two that we can confirm will never happen.
Okay.
CCR and Zeppelin.
CCR is not even on the list.
That's because they know.
Right.
Those guys, you'd have a Royal Rumble, you put them in a room together.
So Styx with Dennis DeYoung didn't make the list. Bachman Turner Overdrive didn't make the list. They're saying Heart. Come on. Ann and Nancy aren't going to get back together and do Heart again?
Oh, yeah, because they had some squabbles, especially the last couple of years,
was
right?
Was like a marriage thing or something going on with a relationship or one and the other, or said something about somebody else?
Had something with music, the rights, who had which, and I don't know.
Okay, somebody texted in, Hayes just texted in, Journey and Steve Perry. Ain't never going to happen.
No, I don't think he wants, honestly.
He's got his Christmas album out now, he's happy.
Well, you got that, and do you really want to come back and not sound as good? Not saying that he won't, but not sound as good as who's there right now?
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Dire Straits?
Hmm.
Yeah. The original lineup for Santana. I don't even know what that is, to be honest. CSN and CSNY. No, those guys all want to just smack each other around.
Yeah.
There is a... That click.
Did you just hang up on Brother Neil?
I did. So, out of these bands that I listed, though, which one would you want to see get back together? Take off the table that, okay, well, we were just talking about never going to happen, blah, 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 blah. Which one out of all those I rattled off would you like to see get back together? I know for you it's One Direction, other than One Direction.
Well, yeah, that broke my heart.
Yeah.
I think Oasis would be pretty cool. Just because I think they got so much more that they could do.
I would
for me.
And honestly, a lot of people think that's going to happen.
And either that or it's going to be an amazing... You're going to get a concert and a wrestling match all in one.
A train wreck?
Yeah. What'd you do tonight? Went to the UFC and a concert at the same time?
Job. Get there early. We'll sell you the seat, but you'll only need the edge and a helmet. Here's mine. If I could have one, and it's totally selfish, I want Dennis DeYoung and Styx to get back together.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Come on. Come on. We talked to Dennis. Dennis sounds great.
Right.
Styx sounds great. The band sounds great. Why not? Wouldn't it be cool if they did that?
Absolutely. But once again, I think that's left because they kind of did try to one-up each other with albums this year.
Cool now? I don't even know where their relationship is.
But yeah, that's the only thing. Because there's more than just the music. I mean, obviously with all these are, but they're married and stuff.
248-398-9279. James, who's it again? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So we're talking about this whole list from Rolling Stone about bands who will reunite next. Who's it for you?
Yes. If for me, if Steven Tyler could pick up the phone and call Joe Perry and say, hey, let's do this thing one more time, that would be off the hook.
I think that train's coming, actually. I kind of think that train's coming because they never got to do their anniversary tour with COVID.
Oh, right.
So... Yeah, no.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed because I'll tell you, I've seen Aerosmith 4 times.
Yeah.
And there is no comparison anywhere.
Great band, man. Good call. James, have a good day, bud.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, later. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Morning, Ryan.
Hello.
So who's on your list? Hey. Who would you like to have reunite?
Well, definitely Steve Perry with Journey because I consider that the real Journey. Because that's the voice I grew up with. And then also Foreigner with Lou Gramm.
You know, that's one that's not even mentioned on the list.
Right.
Wow, yeah. How did we forget Foreigner? You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I saw them about 16 years ago at a concert at Dodge Park. And the guy they have now is good, but
not
Foreigner is like the voice of... I mean, Lou Gramm is like the voice of Foreigner, like Steve Perry is the Journey, you know?
Right. Yeah, good point. Kim, have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Somebody said Damn Yankees. That was a good band.
Yeah.
I'd love to get the band back together. Get with Tommy Shaw and rain down with the Damn Yankees the first time we played in Southfield, Michigan. I remember it was Uncle Ted. I was on stage with the Damn Yankees as the music echoed around in my ears like thunderous ovations. And I said to myself, damn, these are Yankees. We created a band and we were high enough.
Oh, man.
That's right, Wise.
CCR ain't going to happen.
No.
Chicago with Peter Cetera. I don't think so. The Faces, I thought they were doing something. Rod Stewart and all them and Ronnie Wood.
Oh.
I thought that. Am I nuts? They were talking about doing
Did
something.
Did maybe get broken up because of COVID?
I think so. I don't know. It is an interesting. It always makes you think. I just love the fact that Zeppelin's at 10%. That ain't happening.
That's just, just holding on hope. Holding on hope.
I mean, we went down that rabbit hole after the Ahmet Erdogan tribute show. And everyone was convinced.
Yeah.
There's still rumblings that they were offered a lot of money. A lot of money. And it was Robert that didn't want to do it. That John Paul Jones and Jimmy were down with it. That Robert was like, nah, I don't
really?
Want yeah. 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 Like, I think it was like $2 million per show. It was crazy money. I mean, it was half as much as they're playing shortstops in Major League Baseball. Sunday, Minneapolis. If you have any suggestions or anything, anyone knows anything about food from the Minneapolis area, 248-398-9279 is our house phone. I don't know, what do Vikings eat? Corn dogs instead of corn dogs because they're horn. I don't know. What's Viking food? Do we go to IKEA and just get some, like,
some meatballs
and some lingonberry jelly? Is that okay?
Yeah, I don't know anything specific to that area.
To Minneapolis. 248-398-9279 if you have any suggestions. Although it doesn't matter because the Lions are going to win on Sunday.
Woo! Yeah, right. I could throw you in a lake. There's a lot of lakes out there. Hit you in the face with a lake.
Let's do that in December. No. The reason this came to mind, though, was thinking about this. Got the goose grab line on there. This couple in Indianapolis, Mason and Kaylee, they're going viral because of a challenge they made on TikTok. Mason said he would get Kaylee pregnant if an NFL team said hello to them. All right. Nothing says I love you like getting a tweet back from the Jacksonville Jaguars said, name the baby Jackson. KC Chiefs said, we're thinking Patrick if it's a boy, Patricia if it's a girl. We don't like the name Patricia here in Detroit.
No.
Indies, all these teams responding. Colt would be a cute name. Philadelphia Eagles said, thoughts on naming the baby Philly?
Philly? Eh.
What would you name the kid if it's for the Lions?
Soul. S-O-L. S-O-L.
Instead of Saul, it's Soul. Took me a second, but that's a good one. Oh, my God. All right. What the hell? Andrew.
What's up, Big Jim?
You are, baby. So, Minneapolis kind of food, what should we do?
Yeah, so my old roommate used to live out in Minnesota, and there's this place called the Juicy Lucy. It's a cheddar infused burger.
Yeah.
This is the one we saw in Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives,
yeah,
right?
It's become huge since then, yeah.
Yeah, so I suggest that. I'm actually going to the game. It's my birthday weekend, so
happy birthday.
Thanks, man. Yeah, so I suggest that. They're super good, and I might want to eat it after, too. So.
Okay, well, yeah, if it's a burger, I may just open my mouth and try to, you know, just eat the whole thing.
Yeah, try to catch it.
Juicy Lucy. All right, thanks, Andrew. Have a good morning.
Yeah, you too, man.
Goodbye.
Yep, two patties. We got to have a place around here that makes those. Two Juicy patties Lucy's? With cheese inside.
Do they?
Oh, I'm sure.
Somebody else. Walleye to the face.
A full fish.
248-398-9279. No, not Bridget. Wild rice and walleye. Stop it. Oh, by the way, someone did text us something I noticed. Did you know in the month of November, the Lions had a better record than the Rams? Rams went 0-3. We went 0-2-1.
Woo! Oh, dang. Nice.
Building it up, baby.
Yeah. Yep.
Another name
it
suggestion.
It helps, though, when you win the first nine before that.
Don't rub the fur off the teddy bear. We're enjoying this right now. Minneapolis food, I have no idea. Someone said another name suggestion. If you're going to name the kid after a lion, the Lions would be loser. Stop.
Poor kid.
New York Jets. Jets, a really cute name. No. Baltimore Ravens. We just named a dog Tucker. A cute baby name, too. Is that their kicker? He's a nightmare.
Yeah.
He's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and someone mentioned something about, my friend Dave Ryan does mornings in Minneapolis, and he just hit me up and said something about tater tot casserole is a big deal. Is that right? Okay.
Tater tot casserole.
Tater tot casseroles. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Or Langoliers butter.
I never knew that until Google.
Yeah, if you had to Google it, no. It's on top of mind. Hold on. Mike.
Yeah.
You got one for us?
Yeah, sir. Zennenkugel. It's a giant Danish pastry that's pretty rich and sticky. It's typically served around the holidays.
I got a friend of mine, John King, sends me those. Ryan, these things are like
huge.
They're huge, but they are so dense.
Ooh.
Yeah, very, very dense and rich. And of course, once Jim gets hit with it, he's got to say, oof, stop.
Careful, we're a family show. Okay. I didn't know. So, all right, got it. All right, Mike, have a good morning.
Hey, you too. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate you, bud. Yeah, I forgot about those. I didn't know they're from Minnesota. Oh, they're fantastic. They come like, we get them in the mail and for around this time of year, and they come this like sleeve thing. And my wife and I, we will screen the kids off box out like my horn. Yeah, you're not getting into that one.
That might, that's, hey.
That could be one. Might be hard to get one right now. At least get one to hit you in the face with. Tom!
Yeah, it's Tom.
Hey, Tom. Hoyer. How you doing, hey?
Hey, doing good, man.
Okay, so what's a good Minnesota food for our Lions Lost Food Toss?
Lutefisk.
You mean the rapper? He's from Minneapolis? I love lutefish. What's a lutefisk?
It's a dried, salted slab of fish fillet.
Mm. Oh, and this is pretty popular in the fine Minneapolis area?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody up there. There's a lot of folks there with the names like Bjorn and Thor and that sort of thing.
Lutefisk.
Ooh, now you know what? At one point, Big Jim did make me eat a white fish, smoked white fish milkshake, so this could work.
This is karma happening, isn't it? Wow. Yeah, I'd say thanks for the call, Tom, but not really, because you may have enabled him. So have a good morning, bud. We appreciate you being out there, man.
All right. Thank you, man. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. No.
I'll slap you with a dried pea. It was something that's going to get you messed. Ooh, rice pudding. Somebody texted in.
Oh, I do that all day. You don't have to wait.
It looked like Homer Simpson.
Hit me right in the face with that. Somebody, see, now we got people doing research. Since you said, what do Vikings eat? I believe the traditional Viking meal is Sjurströmming. You don't know what it is either, but you sounded very confident when you said it.
Sjurströmming.
Sure. Okay, yeah. Rice puddings in Minneapolis.
Oh, that's exactly what the last caller just said.
That's
lightly
what that
salted
is?
Fermented Baltic Sea herring.
Well, I'm not helping you get that. I'll help you get the burger.
Yeah, I feel like I got to go out to sea for that. I'm not.
It's Lion's Lot fish slap. I'm sure you could get something like that around here. Here's the deal, though. Since when the Lions win, you're the one who's going to get slapped on Monday if the Lions win the game.
Yeah, but they're not going to.
Okay, are you willing to roll the food dice? Getting slapped with smoked fish.
Yes.
Okay. See, now you got to find. I wonder
what we got. You can buy Sjurströmming in the U.S. You can get it in Ann Arbor, Oh, there's a bunch of places.
It's available here in the great state of Michigan.
It seems like it.
Great.
All right. All it. Yes, yeah, online.
There's also a 50% chance that you'll forget to bring it in on Monday anyway.
Yeah, I think you got to do this one.
The fish one?
Is that what we're settling on?
I'm not settling on crap yet. I'm not. No, I went from a nice cheeseburger to the face to getting slapped with smoked fish. You decide.
Why do I do that to me?
Want to go up and register? No, because I'm the one who's putting my face where my mouth is. I just want something that's authentic to Minnesota, and if that's something that's authentic to Minnesota, then that's what we roll with. That's what we do with.
Okay. Well, I'll look up where I can find it.
I just wanted Swedish meatballs from IKEA, but apparently nobody in Minnesota, it's not really a Minnesota
thing.
If
we do that, you definitely got to go get it. Of a panic attack walking through that store to just get meatballs.
There's a shortcut. You can go right around and go down. Seriously.
I know.
Yeah. Now I may punish. No, I'm not going to. You decide. If we're going smoked fish, we'll go smoked fish.
Okay.
Do you have
people are sending in best food from Minnesota from the Food Network links and stuff.
Oh, God.
I love you
guys.
We're
doing research.
I love you guys.
I don't. Yeah. Smoked fish. How big are the rolling papers?
What?
Hey, man.
What, man?
You say smoked fish,
good
man?
Good joke, dude.
All right, man. Lions are going to lose, man. All right. Smoked fish. Whose stupid idea was this?
Yep, and then right before I hit you with it, I just... Smoke this!
Whatever.
Just rip my headphones out.
And if you forget it on Monday, I can just hit you in the face. All right.
It's going to be tough. I got to go catch it, and then I have to ferment it and do all that. Outdoorsy stuff.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.